Spain's Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos told reporters the European Union's immediate goal is to secure a ceasefire between Israel and the militant Palestinian group Hamas. The Europeans are particularly looking for a humanitarian truce. Their call for a ceasefire joins that of the United States, which says Hamas must respect the truce. Meanwhile, Persian Gulf Arab ministers have strongly condemned Israel's actions in the conflict. Earlier Tuesday, the EU's executive arm called on Israel and Hamas to cease all attacks affecting civilians and let humanitarian aid into the impoverished Gaza Strip. But Robin Lowe, a Middle East expert at Chatham House, a London-based public policy institute, says the Europeans have limited diplomatic clout.
The European Union countries have a fairly weak voice in the conflict. Many of them wish that was stronger, and they're full of ideas and good intentions to help find a quick and peaceful resolution. But the difficulty is that neither side is at all minded to listen to the Europeans.
The Europeans are also divided, with many countries historically sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. But the Czech Republic, which takes over the EU rotating presidency from France January 1st, has defended Israel's airstrikes on Gaza in retaliation for Hamas rocket fire. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.